News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
After failure to reach an agreement yesterday, strike action by school secretaries and caretakers gets underway today. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Andy Pike, Head of Education at Forsa Union. Good morning to you, Andy. First of all, why are your members taking this action?
Good morning, Ciara. This is a problem that's existed literally for decades, whereby in the same school, teachers and special needs assistants are given access to an occupational pension, but the small number of caretakers and school secretaries are not. And it's a very stark difference in treatment within the same employment. We've been trying to get this resolved for decades. We've written letters, we've met with politicians, school secretaries have been campaigning for years and years. And things have simply come to a head whereby our members across the country in schools have simply had enough of being treated as second-class citizens. This is really unfortunate. The position we put to the Department of Education is really quite simple. We've asked them to confirm whether or not they're willing to enter a discussion with us on how and when school secretaries and caretakers can be provided with the same pension arrangements that apply to their colleagues who are teachers and SNAs in the same schools. I mean, they need access to the same pension arrangements. Unfortunately, over the past few months, we just haven't been able to get an answer from the Department of Education. We don't have a position statement from them. At no point yesterday in the Workplace Relations Commission did they provide a view, a position, a clear statement. So the Workplace Relations Commission yesterday afternoon concluded that they couldn't assist the parties any further. There was no prospect of a resolution to this. So unfortunately, strike action will come.
And Andy, what form will that take? Obviously, they're withdrawing their work, but how will that affect? There's lots of parents waking up this morning. Their children are returning to school. They're going, what does that mean for my child?
Yes, we understand that. Well, in many, many schools, the secretary and the caretaker won't be there. They've been asked to attend a rally outside the Department of Public Expenditure in Dublin at 11 o'clock. Schools have also, in many cases, already informed parents through emails and WhatsApp communications that school administration will be significantly affected. So there might not be anybody in the office to answer phone calls. The range of duties that the caretaker undertakes may not be carried out. We don't expect there to be a raft of schools that have to close. But the operation of schools is going to become progressively more difficult.
The department has told schools to open. Do you expect all schools to open, or do you expect this action to close some schools?
I don't expect there to be a lot of school closures. This has not happened before, Ciara. It's unprecedented that school secretaries take this form of industrial action, and indeed school caretakers as well. So they're not.
But you're not giving us a reassurance that no school will close here.
Well, if I do and I'm proved wrong, I'll look very foolish. We're just going to have to wait.
I'm not trying to do that to you, Andy. Let me ask you, are there any other groups of public service workers who are on similar contracts to school secretaries and caretakers who also don't have pension arrangements?
We haven't found any. Then the difference between the situation school secretaries and caretakers find themselves in and perhaps some others who are also not deemed to be public servants is that within the same employment, most employers say in the community sector, for instance, wouldn't necessarily be able to provide access to public service pensions for all of their staff. They're all treated in the same way. In a school, the school employers have some of their staff, most of their staff in these arrangements, but secretaries and caretakers are locked out. So it's that very stark difference in treatment amongst colleagues working in the same school that's the basis of the grievance.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Andy Pike, their Head of Education at Forsa.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.